With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. It's the Ken Carmen Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Send the tweets. Send the hot takes at Ken Carmen, C-A-R-M-A-N. Boy, we love to tell a story, don't we? We just love a good story. I got a good story for you. A series that's going to define Kawhi Leonard. A series that's going to define him. A series that's going to put him in the pantheon of the all-time greats. A series that will look at him in a different light than ever looked before. A series of a man that is so humble, seems to be so humble, so quiet, so well-liked by the regular fan base of the NBA. More on the regular fan base here in a moment. But so well-liked by those people that we forget that he forced himself from San Antonio. Whether or not there was a thigh injury or a quad injury or a hamstring or whatever part of the body is down in there, a groin, whatever it might be, we forget because we like him so much. You know why? Because he's quiet. Not a loud mouth, not really flashy. And the reason that a lot of people don't like Golden State and want Golden State to lose, they just won too much. If you win too much, you're that successful, people are going to eventually want you to lose. You become the Zeus out of it. But for Kawhi Leonard, a lot of people like Kawhi Leonard, and they forget because he didn't do the usual thing. Most guys, they cause a ruckus, they cause some sort of a problem. They make it about themselves, they do anything they can to get out of there. Antonio Brown wanted out of Pittsburgh. Antonio Brown did things on purpose to get himself out of Pittsburgh. Public things, ugly things. And a lot of guys will do the same thing to get themselves out of certain cities. Kawhi Leonard, I'm not feeling well. Had an injury, probably legit at the beginning of the season, I'd say so, and then continued it on and thought, I'm not going to come back until I get out of here. Don't want to be here, going to get out of here. And we've forgiven that. Because for the rest of us, there is a difference with Kawhi Leonard. You put the greatest names out there. The 1% of players, Steph, Kevin Durant's in there, LeBron, Giannis is in there. Giannis is very happy-go-lucky. A lot of people really like Giannis. Westbrook, Harden, a couple other names you could probably throw out there. These guys are brands. These guys are icons. And what these guys don't do, they really don't get middle America that much. They don't really talk to middle America. They don't talk to your dad. You know who likes Kawhi Leonard? Your dad. Kawhi's quiet. Kawhi's humble. Kawhi reminds him of stars of yesteryears. That's who your dad likes. Your dad likes a guy like Kawhi. So when I get all these tweets, when I get all these messages, and when I listen to sports talk radio on the way in a little bit, just trying to pick up the vibe, you hear what people say about Kawhi Leonard, and you realize it is a series-defining moment for Kawhi Leonard. Because right now, I think a lot of people, one, yes, and I don't want to sit there and belabor the point, I don't want him to leave. I want him to stay. I think that this could be a great story. If they're able to finish off Golden State, this could be an incredible story of a guy who takes them, puts them over the top, a franchise that's had every major superstar leave them in one way or the other. This is a guy who takes them, who's traded to them, and then the year that he's there takes them to an upper echelon. How do you leave a champion after that is done? It's hard to do. It's an incredible legacy that he could be leaving. A two-time champion by the time he's 28, and in the biggest moments when his team needs him the most, continues to do the very most on the floor. What do you have, 36 last night? Was the overall number? I've misplaced the notes. Tom, is it 36 that he had last night?
That is correct.
36 that Kawhi Leonard had last night.
36 and 12. 11 of 22 shooting. 5 of 9 from 3. 9 of 9 from the line.
And he had 4 steals in this game. That's a finals MVP. That's an upper echelon 1%. This is a defining series for Kawhi Leonard. It's also a defining series for Steph Curry. I said this yesterday. Some people, they got it mixed up. Because I thought, man, 2015, okay, no Kyrie, no Kevin Durant. You win that series. You lose to LeBron and Kyrie and Kevin, or not Kevin Durant, Kevin Love. There's no Kyrie, no Kevin Love. You win that series. 2016, you lose to LeBron James and Kyrie and the Cleveland Cavaliers. 2017, there's KD. He's the finals MVP. 2018, there's KD. He's the finals MVP. 2019, no KD, no Klay. Game three. Don't take this personally. Don't take this the wrong way, Toronto. You came in as not a great favorite. I know that there was a discrepancy game one, things like that. Some people, they thought the hot money was there, the matchups were there. A lot of people thought that Golden State would take care of it. Again, we said this numerous times over, that Houston and Golden State were the real NBA Finals. Not something I made up, something that was said many, many times over. Houston and Golden State were the real NBA Finals. And it just causes me to sit here and think, you know, you're playing Toronto. You're now 1-6 in your last seven games without Kevin Durant. And some people got this mixed up yesterday. Let me put this as crystal clear as possible. The league is caught up with you. The league is caught up with the Splash Brothers. The standing away and taking threes and trying to take incredible shots, those type of things. The other teams in the league are trying to catch up with that. And some teams have caught up. I could say Toronto has caught up. What the league will never catch up to is incredible dominance. Incredible dominance by a physical specimen, by a being that can shoot, that can play, that can defend, that can take it to the rim at a whim whenever he wants to, that can do all those things on the floor. It will never be able to respond to that. No matter what, we've seen it in every single generation. And it leads to this thought, and it leads to this truth. If you lose this series, now you could win this series, you can come back from 3-1 down, and you could exercise the demons of 2016, that's absolutely true. It's not defined just yet. You got to finish out the series. Kawhi and Toronto has to figure out the series and finish that off, and Golden State has to be finished off for this to be true. It can change. It can change starting on Monday. But with the way this is going, no Klay, then Klay comes back, and really, if you watched them in the fourth quarter, the body language was ridiculous. And you could tell you were in trouble. There was no confidence, no toughness, no what made them special in the past. Draymond Green losing his mind. Then no KD. Folks, your security blanket is gone. Your Kevin Durant, your guy who, again, helped you go from losing the 2016 NBA Finals to now, remember, 1-6 in the last seven games without Kevin Durant in the NBA Finals. The guy who takes all the blows, who took all the fans' venom this year, who took all the media's venom this year, that guy's gone. And now there's questions, and I love what's being put out here. Now they're wondering whether or not Kevin's even hurt, whether or not Kevin's going to lay it down, because this is what we find for the all-time greats, don't we? Excuses, right? We find excuses. Because I know whenever it's brought up about LeBron and his trips to the finals, everybody brings up the air conditioning and the cramps. No, nobody brings up the air conditioning and the cramps. Everybody brings up the injuries in the first run with the Heat. Nobody brings up the injuries with the first run in the Heat. When we talk about Magic and the legacy that's there, we always talk about the injury to Chris. Nobody talks about those injuries. Nobody talks about anything else. If you're an all-time great, you do not get excuses. Well, Ken, he's the greatest shooter of all time. So Sam Jones. Ken, they've changed the game for him. They've elongated the three-point line. Great. Kurt Flood changed free agency. Kurt Flood's not the greatest baseball player ever lived. When we look at all-time greats, I'm not talking impact. I'm not talking fan favorite. I'm not talking something where your kids like to wear his jersey. That's not what I'm speaking about. What this league has done is it has responded to the Splash Brothers. The Toronto Raptors have responded and caught up with the Splash Brothers. You know who you can't do it to? It's dominance. It's guys like Michael, LeBron, Kobe, Wilt, Kareem, Magic, Larry, Shaq, Kawhi. You can't catch up with that. You're not going to be able to adjust. You're not going to be able to catch up with that. And that's what we're seeing in this series. The biggest moments ever, 2016, 17, 18, 19, whatever it is, I keep hearing excuses. All-time greats don't need him. Kawhi Leonard doesn't have an excuse. Kawhi Leonard, people wanted Milwaukee to win that series in the Eastern Conference Finals. Kawhi Leonard has Pascal Siakam, Kyle Lowry, who is still basically on the side of a milk carton in this game, which is supposed to be one of their primetime players. Kyle Lowry still can't be fine. Kawhi Leonard needs to find something from him. Danny Green is giving the best he can, and Fred VanVleet is the guy who can help. Oh, yeah, 20 from Serge Ibaka out of nowhere is the grand old man. Tell me Golden State didn't give up last night when Serge Ibaka has 20 last night. But I'm supposed to take you seriously as one of the all-time greats, please. And I mean that, please. When we get to finals MVPs, when we get to those type of performances, that's something that really matters. When Kevin Durant stands up there, and I mean this wholeheartedly, this isn't for show. When Kevin Durant, and I know he gets into it with 14-year-olds on the internet, which is ridiculous, but when Kevin Durant gets into it with the media and the kids on the internet and the other players around the league and the fans on the sideline and all those people there, Kevin Durant still goes out and puts 40 up and still leads you to a win. This is 2016 turning all over again. Draymond Green's losing his mind. Klay Thompson starting to mope and pout. And Steph Curry, well, he just can't get it going. When you're a great, I demand greatness out of you in a big moment. That's what makes you an all-time great. You can be a great shooter. You can be the greatest shooter. He is the greatest shooter who ever lived. I'll give him that. I'm not taking that away from him. But as far as all-time players, you don't turn this series around. Now, you have this chance. 3-1, you come back down from it. I could be telling a very different tale next Saturday night or the Saturday after, depending on where the schedule figures out. You always have that chance. If you get finished off by this Toronto team, these names that I just listed off, you're not in that mix. You're not in that mix where Kobe had Smush Parker as his running mate, Larry in 86. You're not in that mix. You're not in that mix with Michael or LeBron or Wilt or Kareem, any one of those guys. Magic Johnson playing center in a series, you're not in that mix. You're a great shooter. You're a fan favorite. People love you. You're one of the best of the generation. You're one of those guys. But when we look at the guys that we rifle off the top of our heads in any generation as the all-time best, folks, we're looking at the other team. We're not looking at Golden State. Dynasty? Mm-hmm. Collection of talent? Absolutely. But without Kevin Durant on that floor, I'm looking towards Kawhi Leonard. I'm not looking towards Steph Curry. 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about definition. And when I see the way that Kawhi Leonard takes this basketball team with Kyle Lowry basically on the side, Pascal Siakam, who nobody could even say his name a month ago, Fred VanVleet, who had to leave this game because of an injury, because he got bopped in the eye. When I see him, and old Danny Green, when I see him taking over, folks, that's true greatness. That's all-time great stuff. That's what you do when I mention these names. You put them on your back and you go and you win a championship. That's what Kawhi Leonard's doing right now. Every time Steph Curry's had that opportunity, he's failed. I'm just bringing up facts. You can bring up the shooting. I can bring up facts. Because it's going to take an all-around game and it takes an all-around dominance. Guys will catch up to shooting. Guys will catch up to that. Teams will catch up to that. They have. In 2015, this was new. It was scary. Teams couldn't catch up. You had a lot of guys who were quote-unquote tweeners. Now the league's made up of those guys. You have to be better. I need an individual performance out of you. Yep, unanimous MVP. I need something better. Golden State needs something better because it doesn't look like Kevin Durant's going to be limping through that door anytime soon. So if we want to define these type of things, yep, if we're looking at all-time greats, Kawhi Leonard's up there. I can't say Steph Curry is. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. How much is the series changing your thoughts on Kawhi, Steph, and even KD? It's Ken Carmen on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Ken Carmen Show on CBS Sports Radio.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. That toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news, folks. There's a way that you could save 15% or more on car insurance. You go to Geico.com. 15 minutes, you're saving 15% or more on car insurance. It's fantastic. Coming up at 12:40 p.m. Eastern, James Herbert joining a CBS Sports NBA writer. James Herbert is a Canadian, isn't he? Tom, isn't James Herbert Canadian?
That
I think
is true.
He is.
And he lives in Toronto.
Oh, my goodness. Great. If James Herbert isn't too hungover or still drunk from last night, even though they technically haven't won anything yet, but I know people saw Jurassic Park last night. It was unbelievable. The place was a madhouse. So if James Herbert is sober enough to talk to us, we'll talk to him at 12:40 p.m. Eastern. Also, Brad Lidge going to join us at 1 p.m. Eastern. We'll talk Major League Baseball with him, the Nets, Rob Manfred saying that the Nets aren't going to be extended to this year, me talking about expanding the playoffs, lots of other things. And 11 a.m. Eastern, Joe Lacob's got to get on the phone. He's got to find whatever parking lot and make this right with Kevin Durant. And Tom already knows we got the audio. Because you need to make this right, and there's one thing that, yes, is on the table for Kevin Durant if he wants it. But watching this finals, and watching last night especially in Game 4, seeing the type of performance that Kawhi Leonard put up, that's storybook stuff. In pro sports, above all, because winners get to tell the tale, we love to tell the story. We love it, and things change. I brought up last night, or last week, I brought up, you know, Bill Buckner. I always felt bad for Bill Buckner. There was a Game 7. But we tell stories differently. And we look at things in a different perspective throughout history. And even though that I might sit there and pound the table and talk about there was a Game 7, there was a pass ball before that, that game was tied, this, that, and the other, there's something there that will always stay, no matter what I think, there will always stay, yep, it was Buckner, it was Game 6, or then it led to that, and that was the end of it, and the Red Sox, the curse continued. Here, where we look back on this, if they win on Monday, I don't know if Game 5 is the all-time remembering one that people have in their head. The one that they might have is Game 4, when Kawhi Leonard puts up such a great performance, and not by himself. Serge Ibaka was fantastic, which I have to give him a ton of credit. Pascal Siakam was good again for them. I still thought, because people will bring up some of the stuff from the shooting and things like that. When you still are able to create lanes for Kawhi, which they were able to, when you're still able to do that, that gives you proper credit where credit's due. Pascal Siakam's played very, very well in this series. Obviously, very, very well in the postseason. But when I'm looking at Toronto, where people couldn't even pronounce Pascal Siakam's name or knew who the hell he was a month ago, now he's a household name in the NBA, I have to give credit where it's due to Toronto. First and foremost, I always will. But when I look at Kawhi Leonard's stats and I see 36-12 and 4 steals in this game, that to me is the definition of an all-time great. That to me is where you start to put him in the pantheon of some of the greats that we didn't think of before. Because when you're able to take a team and take them to the next level over a dynasty, over another team where you're still not a favorite, that paints a completely different picture for you as a player. And we might look back and remember some of the other things that are there, some of the other little dalliances that are there. I brought up San Antonio. We can bring up West Head with Magic Johnson. When we look back on these guys' careers, we look back at moments of greatness. For Kawhi Leonard, that's a moment of greatness. For Steph Curry, where are you? I don't make excuses for Kawhi Leonard. Why do I have to always make excuses for Steph Curry? People were worked into a shoot about it yesterday. Ken, he's an all-time great shooter. Yeah, he is. There's more to it than that. When we talk about the all-time greats, the overall greats, you know that list of guys that go through your head. Steph Curry's not in there. If you're going to play big boy ball, you have to be able to take a team. And it could change by the end of this week. I'll give him a chance. But if you're going to play big boy ball and be up there with those names, those names of all-time greats, you have to be able to take a team and do what Kawhi Leonard's doing. That's what you need to be able to do. Instead, well, he's got a cold. Well, he tweaked his knee. Well, Kevin Durant's out. Okay, well, Kevin Durant's in those names. Where are you? Well, Klay's hurt. Wow, okay. Well, Ken, he can't do it by himself. Well, if you're an all-time great, I'm going have to ask you to do it by yourself. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Let me get to the phones. Larry in Houston, you're first up on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Glad to have you, Larry.
I agree with you. And people forget Kawhi still hurt.
See, what I'm saying? Yeah. And I know that the storylines play out a little bit. I want to give him the credit of it because, man, when you're putting 36 points up there, I don't know if you could add that to it, but I don't know if you're really that banged up because that's an incredible performance. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, what this guy is doing, I mean, is unbelievable. Because in that first half, he kept that team if he wouldn't have scored, Golden State would have blown him out. But he kept that team on. I mean, kept him going.
Yep.
He kept him going. Next thing I want to say, I don't think Kevin Durant going to come back because I think that from what they said about that injury, they said it could almost mess up his ACL, which he got too much to lose.
What I keep hearing, and I saw this article, I saw an Athletic article yesterday, or I saw it, I should say, late last night, and some of the other stuff, and I heard Brian Windhorst talking about it, Larry, is that I keep hearing these things and these narratives that are changing about Kevin Durant, where now Kevin Durant doesn't even, he's detached from the team, and he might not even want to come back. He might not even want to do that. Now, for all I know, that might be true. I can't recklessly speculate about that. I think that's actually unfair to him because the guy is a two-time Finals MVP and he's a legend in his own right. I can't say that for sure, Larry. Okay. But already, every time when I look at Golden State, and you're in Houston, so you're probably going to agree, every time I look at Golden State, why do I keep coming up with excuses? The other greats that I mentioned in that first segment, Larry, you know they don't get those excuses. We ridicule them for their mistakes.
Right. But now the next thing I have, generation gap. All these people on Drake. I remember when Spike Lee used to be at New York games, going at it with what you call it. The generation gap, I'm like you said, Kawhi is a person like my daddy, like why. He loved Kawhi. All the rest of them guys that run him out, he don't care. People, let me understand something. Most of these guys, these NBA players, they go to rap concerts. So when they go to these rap concerts, what do you think? You think they write with everybody in the crowd? No, they up in right with the rappers. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. So,
yo, stop all that. Like, you know, like this guy just doing something. I mean, I know y'all old. Y'all got to catch up sometime.
I think for that moment, for the moment, Larry. And Larry, you make a great point. Thank you for the call. For the moment, I think that it does matter. I think that when you are talking and you're there in that, like, yes, I think probably Draymond Green has been to several Drake concerts and has probably been behind stage and all that stuff, backstage and all that stuff. But in the moment, when you're talking trash to each other, that might change. LeBron James and Draymond Green get along very, very well. They do TV shows together on the internet, from what I'm told. I don't watch any of them, but I'm told that they do TV shows together in the barbershop. They get along very well. You look back at the 2016 finals, they didn't get along very well at all. For the moment, it's there. And when you bring up Spike Lee, Larry's absolutely 100% right, because people forget about Spike Lee, and every now and then when he went to the field house, there was a couple of things that probably we didn't want to see on the internet there with some of those fans and their reactions with Spike Lee. 855-212-4CBS. Got plenty of calls here. Get to your calls on this. How much is this series changing your thoughts on Kawhi, Steph, Kevin Durant, and Kawhi might just have to do it just so we can have fun again?
This is the Ken Carmen Show on CBS Sports Radio.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. How much is this series changing your thoughts on Kawhi, Steph, and KD? Also, 11 a.m. Eastern. You got to give them a call, Joe. You owe it to your franchise. You owe it to your fan base to give them a call. 855-212-4CBS. Let me get to Matt in Arizona. You're next up on CBS Sports Radio. Go.
How are you doing, sir?
Hi, Matt. Go ahead, buddy.
This is not changing my mind on any of them because Toronto is just doing what they've done all year to this team, which is domination.
Hold on.
Come on now. Toronto has owned this team all year.
First off, you only meet twice during the regular season as a West Coast and an East Coast team.
Okay, how many wins do they have against them? Count the finals, count the season.
You can't count the regular season. You know the regular season is different than the finals. But they are dominating. They're dominating in the finals, Matt. I'm with you there.
That's an argument that everybody makes all the time. You can't count the regular season. The regular season gets you where you are, buddy. How come it never counts?
Hold on. You think, Matt, that the stats would be the same, that the results would be the same if Kevin Durant were playing right now and healthy?
Yes, I do.
I can't say that.
Hey, they had Kevin Durant in the season and they lost. The only difference between the playoffs and the season is it's a little more intense and people care a little bit more. The players care a little bit more.
I think Cleveland played Atlanta six times in the 2016 regular season and lost four or five of those and then swept them in the Eastern Conference playoffs. I mean, the regular season is not a barometer for me, Matt. I don't think the regular season is a barometer for anybody.
It needs to be a barometer a little bit more.
Hey.
Kawhi's doing what he's done to them all year. his role players are stepping up more in the playoffs, but that's what you do in the playoffs. You step up more.
See, I don't even know about this. Pascal Siakam's playing very well.
Serge Ibaka having 20 points is a surprise.
I'll give him that credit. But I mean, we're looking over here. Again, Kyle Lowry putting up this trash performance yet again. And now it's not even a question. You expect Kyle Lowry to give you more. Kyle Lowry's not giving you more, Matt.
Kyle Lowry is kind of like Kyrie can be. Hot and cold. The guy's never consistent anyway. You never know what he's going to do.
I understand, Matt. Thank you for the call. Kyrie had 40-point performances in the NBA Finals in 2016. He did not start that well, but I can't listen to regular season. If you want to give credit where it's due for the finals, fine. But even I'm sitting there over here going, you got to get something going because you guys are beat. You watch the body language of Klay Thompson. Go back and watch the fourth quarter yesterday. Go see Klay Thompson in the fourth quarter. Klay Thompson wanted to crawl in a hole and cover himself up and get out of there. Klay Thompson is supposed to be one of your main guys. I just can't look at the regular season as any sort of a barometer. There would be a difference if Kevin Durant were playing. It might be a 2-2 series. I can't say that Golden State would be up 3-1 or it'd be a 4-0 sweep or anything like that if Kevin Durant were playing. Good God. But I can't look at the regular season as some sort of a measuring stick for what's going to happen in the postseason. 855-212-4CBS. Mike in Northern California, you're next up on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Arizona guy must have been smoking some cactus or something. I don't know what that guy was talking about.
Well, let's see what you have to say before I say that you're sober, Mike. Go ahead, buddy.
First of all, I'm a Warriors fan, so obviously this is going to be a little one-sided. But Clay shrinking back last night had more to do with his, injury than it was like, oh, he was afraid of the moment or he was done, he was ready to go home. I don't believe any of that.
They're down by 10 with about 4.5 minutes left to go. You watch him get fooled on a switch. He completely gives up at the block. He completely gives up at the block. Go back and watch the fourth quarter, Mike.
I watched the game.
I understand. Go back and watch it. You can say what you want to about injury. Again, you're giving me excuses. I need truths here. Because these are excuses. Injuries are excuses for all-time greats like Steph Curry.
Okay, so when Cleveland lost to the Warriors the first time, didn't everyone go, well, they didn't have Kyrie, they didn't have Kevin Love, you know, blah blah blah. We can hang an asterisk on that one, but we can't.
Oh, you'll get if you lose this series, you'll get that more and more. You will get that. I can't deny that because people like to pile on. So you will get that more and more, but a finals is a finals. You lost that finals. The Cavaliers lost that finals. You won that finals, I'm telling you as a fan. I can't look back and say that this is going to be some sort of an excuse train for the Cavaliers. When I look at the greats, I can't sit there and make excuses for LeBron. I won't make excuses for LeBron. I won't make excuses for Kevin Durant. I should not have to make excuses for Steph Curry if he doesn't have Kevin Durant.
Okay, and then that's the other point I wanted to get to. Steph Curry, right? We're saying, like, he hasn't shown up, or at least he didn't show up last night. He had 27 points. He had 47 the game before. It's not like this guy is...
I didn't say he didn't show... Mike, you're looking for some love, and you aren't going to find it from me. He had 13 by the end of the third quarter, for crying out loud. Yes, he heated up because he had to. I'm not denying any of that stuff. What I'm pointing out, I'm not saying that he didn't show up whatsoever, but I'm looking at Kawhi Leonard, who takes his basketball team, throws him on its back, brings in Pascal Siakam, brings him to the forefront. When you're that great, you create other great players around you. You create names around you. I'm not getting that from Steph Curry right now. Yeah, Steph Curry had over 40 the other night, and they lost. I got it. Uh-huh. And I'm still going to ask for more. LeBron James averaged over 40 in a series and lost in the finals in 5 games. I needed to ask more. Didn't he have 51 to start it out in 2017? Or was that 2018 in game one? And people still ask for more. It's not fair. It's the truth. I'm not being fair to Steph Curry. That was last year's finals. LeBron had 51. They lost. boneheaded moves by J.R. Smith. We don't remember that as much as we remember a final sweep to the hands of the Golden State Warriors and LeBron falling in another NBA Finals. It's not fair. It's the truth of how we see things. I brought up Bill Buckner. When we look at Bill Buckner and we say that Bill Buckner is the reason that the Boston Red Sox lost the 1986 World Series, that's not fair. There's a Game 7. But when we look back at history, there's plenty of things that aren't fair. I don't need to be fair to LeBron. LeBron's done it. I don't need to be fair to Michael. I don't need to be fair to Kobe. We're not fair to these guys. I'm telling the truth. Kawhi Leonard has taken a basketball team to another level. 36, 12 rebounds, 4 steals in this basketball game last night. When I look at the pantheon of the all-time greats, I'm looking at Kawhi Leonard. When I hear about Steph Curry, well, KD was hurt. Well, Klay Thompson, you're talking about his bad body language, but he was hurt. Great. Steph Curry had a cold in game 2? Okay. Well, we got to get him some Mucinex now, don't we? I mean, Lord Almighty. You look at the greatest players in every single sport. Why are we finding excuses? You don't find excuses for those guys. They're to be attacked. They're to be criticized. They're to be revered because we want to put them and rank them up there with the very best. And the names that I gave you are those guys. There are absolute criticisms of every single one of those names that we brought up. And when you throw his name in there, I'm sorry, I don't see it right now. Yeah, he's the greatest shooter who ever lived. Before him, I would say Sam Jones is the greatest shooter who ever lived. There's arguments about the greatest shooter ever lived. Greatest shooters are not the greatest overall players. You're seeing this right now. I get it. Yeah, he's made an impact. The NCAA is putting the line back. Got that. Three-point line has been extended. So he's had a great impact on things. But the NBA is caught up to him. The NBA is caught up to the Splash Brothers. The NBA will never catch up to dominance. They can never catch up to play like LeBron. They can never catch up to play like Kevin Durant. They can never catch up right now, and you're seeing this, they're not catching up to Kawhi Leonard. Things can change. He can throw him on his back, and he can go out and win the NBA Finals with Golden State, and guys like Mike and guys like Matt can call me and say that I'm an idiot. That'd be perfectly fine. As of right now, and things can change, as of right now, Kawhi Leonard is the one who's telling the tale of all-time greatness, not Steph Curry. Kawhi Leonard's the one who's doing that. Toronto was not taken seriously before this year. Hell, I dare to say Toronto wasn't taken seriously till, what would you say, the end of game 1? Maybe? We had Monty Poole on from NBC Bay Area last week. He said that Warriors fans' worry should be at about a 7. We went, ooh, man, that's a little high. Really? Now it's at about a 9, 9.5. Kawhi Leonard's doing that. Toronto's doing that. Give them credit where credit's due, and I'm trying to. But when I look back on this, I keep getting excuses. I'm not getting facts here, not real reasons. Facts, yeah, it is technically it's a fact. Yeah, I get it. Klay Thompson got hurt, wasn't there for game 3. And I could also say that and make the argument that they decided to sit Klay Thompson for the long game because they wanted to make sure that he was healthy so they could close out the Toronto Raptors. Well, you're down 3-1 now. 855-212-4CBS. Tony in Flint, Michigan. You're next up on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
All right, now. First and foremost, nobody in this world gave Toronto a shot. And that was from the Philly series all the way till now. Last night, I'm just going to fast forward. Last night, that game, Golden State was fouling egregious fouls from start to finish. And the refs were not calling it till finally they had to call it because this is on national television and the whole world was watching.
You talking about Draymond? Tony, you talking about Draymond or what are you talking about?
The whole team from Looney to Draymond, even Steph Curry, Klay Thompson was fouling. Look at the tape, sir. From the start of the game, those guys were hacking non-calls. Boogie Cousins almost killed Looney on a drive. But anyways, to make a long story short.
Tony, you're going to kill me for this. Stay with me. It's okay. You're going to kill me for this. A lot of the other stuff, I'm like, you know, it's the finals. I don't know if I want to get ticky-tack about that. Draymond screaming in the face. I can see that. But everything else, when you brought up Looney and the hacks and things like that, I think part of that's where people just want fouls to be called because they don't like Golden State. I'll give Golden State that due. Sorry, I have
to. You know what? See, what America loves a dynasty, but we love a humble dynasty. Golden State, it got so arrogant. You know, and what got me was during the Milwaukee series, they kept fast-forwarding, when Milwaukee, Golden State's going to have to play Giannis like this. They're going to be able to match up here. They were talking about Toronto wasn't even an afterthought. And again, you know, this Toronto team is a classic Eastern Conference champion that is really a champion. And this is not the LeBron show with four bums. This is a team with athletes, solid guard play. They make turnovers every
Wait
now and then.
Wait a damn minute. Hold on. In the final sequence of what happened in 2016, Kevin Love had to play defense. Kyrie Irving had to hit a shot. LeBron had a chase down block. Those aren't two other bums. Those are Olympians. Those are all-stars, Tony.
I'm talking about last year, sir. I'm not talking about...
Oh, yeah, that's probably a collection of also-rans, yes.
And to be very honest, if LeBron would have had any help last year, they'd have beat Golden State. So, you know, all those weren't blowout games. Those games went down to the wire, partner. So, but what I see is I picked Toronto to beat them in six. I'm in Flint, Michigan, and actually I wanted to bet in Vegas that they beat them in five. Because the arrogance was tremendous, and again, nobody gave them a shot. And I'm from I live in Michigan, so we're Eastern Conference all the way.
Tony, I tell you this, and thank you for the call. I got to run because we're up against it. And I hate to say that as a cliche, but it's actually true this time. I don't know if they're arrogant that like Klay Thompson comes off as arrogant sometimes. Klay Thompson comes off like he barks too much, and then it comes back and bites him in the ass. Steph Curry. As a shooter, and I've been waiting for him to do it in an NBA Finals, up until this time now, I've been with you, America. I've told you the same thing you've been telling me about Steph Curry throughout this time. And I still find Steph Curry to be humble. I still find him to be a good representation of NBA basketball. I think he's probably a good person for your kid to look up to and emulate. I feel that he's all that way. What Tony brings up is probably a frustration of why people definitely want Toronto to win this series. Because you are sick and tired of everything Golden to Golden State. I have half the people over here. Talk more about Toronto. I'm talking about Toronto. I'm mentioning Kawhi Leonard. I'm mentioning Pascal Siakam. I'm mentioning Nick Nurse and how he looks like the bad guy in Boondock Saints. I'm mentioning these guys. So there's a little bit of a disconnect because, hey, Kevin Durant, I know that he can be a little bit of a problem. Steph Curry, I do think, has been quote-unquote humble. We'll get back to your calls when we come back. Also, call Kevin. Joe, it's not too late.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.